If your woman is relaxed in her feminine, she is responding to you spontaneously in the moment. Right now, in this moment, she's showing you her feelings in this moment in response to you. It doesn't have anything to do with your track record of the last 20 years. It's only this moment. So everyone makes mistakes. Perhaps we could look at life as a man as one long mistake that we're constantly learning from. But since we're always making mistakes, we're always seeing that look in our partner's face when we're hurting her, because she can feel when we're not living from our deepest source. She can feel when we're lying to ourselves. She can feel when we're bending our true heart's impulse for the sake of our own fear or even for her fear. But because her response is spontaneous and not based on a grid of space and time, it means that in the very next moment, she just wants to feel you deep, present, feeling her, offering your deepest heart. She doesn't need to hear you go on and on about how you're going to fix yourself. That space and time grid doesn't really matter to her feminine. She doesn't need to feel you collapsed into your own for how you'll do better next time and how you're sorry for hurting her. You may simply acknowledge that you've made a mistake. I've messed up. But then the very next moment, show that you have error corrected. Show that now you've fallen down. You've stood up. You've into account what you have learned from your mistake. Every mistake is a learning. So your woman can feel your learning parallel with what seems to you to be your constant mistakes. One of the secrets for offering your depth to a woman is not to linger in time, but in the moment, her, so her heart opens. If she is closed down and concerned because you've done something stupid, you've seen what you've done, you've corrected what you've done, but she's still concerned, perhaps it's more important to or to give her a loving spanking with her, or to stand up and put on some music and dance. Sometimes you can open her body through touch. Sometimes you can open her heart through her. Sometimes you can access her soul through your gaze. No matter how bad your error was a few minutes ago. So one of the things that women really want from you as a man in intimate partnership is your capacity to simply recognize you've made a mistake and without collapsing, but what's most important is that you've taken into account the error that you've made, you've corrected it, you've embraced her, and you're moving on. You simply show her your depth now. You embrace her in love now. You don't take your own psychological process and make her deal with it. She is not your therapist. She is not your men's group leader trying to help you man to man or masculine to masculine. She is the water, and you have touched the water, and the water ripples. She is responding with intense sensitivity and deep wisdom to your subtle errors that you may not even notice. But she responds just as deeply to your sudden offerings of depth and love. In every present moment, you have an opportunity to open your woman's heart or to close it. In a first stage moment, you need to take care of your own needs first. In a second stage moment, you're trying to be nice and create a kind of sharing mutual respect and cooperation. But in a third stage moment, you are feeling her heart and doing what you can to serve her heart's bloom, for her heart to open, to receive your presence deeply into her heart and body. What would you need to do right now? to help your woman feel the divinity in her heart, her deepest devotion to God, her deepest devotion, her commitment to love. How can you help your woman feel that so she too, like you, can give love and her life from her deepest heart? It is not very often that talking about your problems helps her heart deepen and offer her gift. Sometimes, of course, it's fine to discuss your problems with your intimate partner, but for a regular rule, always feel that this moment is an opportunity to learn from the response of your feminine partner, and in the very next present now moment, to offer your deepest love and gift through touch, through movement, through humor, through connection. The feminine lives in the domain of energy, whereas the masculine lives in the domain of attention. So the masculine is often wondering, where do we put our attention? Toward what goal do we orient ourselves? So man to man, perhaps me speaking to you, I often would suggest feel your deepest purpose and align your actions with that deepest purpose. But that is not what the feminine is feeling. The feminine is love. The feminine wants to receive love, and the feminine wants to give love. The feminine is the movement of love itself. Your service of the feminine is always to liberate any traps around the feminine so that she can bloom freely in her loving. And that requires your loving in the moment. One of the masculine's weaknesses is to dissociate from relationship in the pursuit of a goal. And one of the feminine's strengths is to only be in the flow of relationship and to reflect that love or its lack rather than being lost in future goals. So embrace her response as a gift and immediately offer her your gift in the domain of energy, not the domain of attention. That means rather than directing your woman's mind to attend to certain facts, that is sometimes important, but rather than orienting her mind to attend to certain facts or events, allow her body and heart to feel the energy of love transmitted through your bodies. It could be as simple as a touch of her hand, looking into her eyes, the tone of your voice, perhaps a gentle embrace, perhaps a sudden and passionate embrace. The question is, how do you communicate love through energy? That's not the question between the masculine and masculine, between man and man. If I look into your eyes as a man and touch you and communicate love to you, you may say, thanks, man, I feel your love. But what are we going to do? You want to make a decision. So for men to feel they've communicated their love completely, there needs to be a resolution with a decision. Hey, brother, we're going to do this. That sounds right. Let's do it together. But the feminine isn't attending to options. The masculine within your partner is attending to options just like you are, trying to decide what to do. But the feminine in your partner is feeling, is love flowing? Or is love not flowing? That's a different kind of feeling than, am I aligning my present and future actions with my purpose or not? That's your business. That's the business of her masculine also. But the business of her feminine is devotion. Is love flowing or not? Your communication to your intimate partner, to the feminine core of your intimate partner, is an energetic communication. Your integrity is communicated to her, not through saying what you're going to do, not through talking about your philosophies or your spiritual theories, not through describing your visions and your life, but through in the moment transmitting love through energy. Energy is conducting love through you to her. The energy, again, of touch, the energy of sound of your voice. Singing a song of love to her in a tone of voice that communicates deep love means a lot more to her than making all kinds of promises about what you'll do in the future because you love her. She needs and wants to feel love communicated through energy, not through the reorientation of attention, which is the masculine's preferred way of moving forward in love. So one of the keys then for working with the feminine, for touching your intimate partner in a way that truly communicates love, is remembering that she receives love through energy, not through orienting her attention.